God bless you, saints, wherever I greet you in the wonderful name of our Savior Jesus Christ. God bless you. I know for me take time. It has been time and time, but God has allowed it. Happy New Year to everyone wherever you are, in the name of Jesus Christ. And now I would love to share with you this word and the topic called the world. The world. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Now you open with me from the book of John 3, verse 16. John 3, verse 16, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." I want to speak this. God is still going into the world. God is still going to the world. The book of John 1, verse 1, the Bible reads, "In the beginning there was a word." Did you try to read? John 1. There is one. I want to explain it a bit. "In the beginning there was a word, and the word was with God, and the word was God in the beginning." I know you all know these verses. John verse 14. "And the word was made flesh, and it dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Out full of grace and truth." So the world. God, John 4, verse 24, Bible says, "God is the Spirit. Them that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." So God the Spirit could send the word according to the book of John 3, verse 16. He could send his word to who? To the world. He could send his son or his word to who? To the world. Because the word son, the word son means fresh. And the word which became fresh. So God, because God loved the world, he sent his word to the world, that whosoever believeth on him, the word, should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see? For God, the world was without the word. The world was without the word. God loved the world, and God could enter the world. In the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, he said, "Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. For God was manifested in the flesh." God was manifested in the flesh. Justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached unto the Gentiles, and God by the glory. So when God loved the world, God entered in the world. It was a pleasure for God to enter the world, because the world was without God. The world was without God. I want you to understand, church. The world was without what? God. In the book of Revelation, let me read. Revelation. Revelation. Revelation 3:20. Bible reads, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he will he with me." In First John said, God so the world that he gave his only begotten word. In 1 Timothy 3:16, he said, "Without controversy, great is the mystery of goodness. For God came in the flesh." He came on earth here. Topic is the word. God came on the world. God entered the world because he loved the world. I don't get the point. God entered the world. God could come on the world because he loved the world. You are that world. Because in the book of Revelation 3:20, you are that world. Today you are the world. When God has seen you that you are without him, then God loves you. He will come and enter in you. In the name of Jesus, it also say, "For God so loved the world." The world is a human being that he gave him his only begotten word. Brother, you are that world. When you don't have Jesus, you are the world. When I don't have Jesus, I am the world. Get it? Understand it. For God could see that the world was without him. The world was empty. Then he came and entered the world. That one who died is a human being. Now God that has known that you are that world, my sister. You are the world, my brother. Then God will enter you. Because God loves you, then God will enter you. He will be in you in the book of Revelation 3:20. Then you turn from the world into heaven. How do you become heaven? Because you become the house of the Holy Spirit. Be in Revelation 5:23. You become heaven. The world, it is a world, it is a place without Jesus. Heaven, it is a place with Jesus. It was the world because it never carried Jesus. It was heaven because it carried Jesus. Be in opposition 5 for the ministry. Jesus Christ is all the days the same. God could say the world was without his weight. The world was without his spirit. Let me go. He came by himself. If you understand that God came by himself on earth and entered the world, you also understand God comes by himself to you. He never sends an angel. He never sends an angel. He came by himself. God is not sending his angel to enter me. God is not sending his angel to enter you. He is coming by himself. Now that I am the world, God loves me. He will come and enter me to make me heaven. He will come and enter me. How do I become heaven? When I become the house of the Holy Spirit. How do I become heaven? When I become the house of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19. Don't you know that your houses, your body are the house of the Holy Spirit? But at the first place, I was not the house of the Holy Ghost. At the first place, I was the world. At the first place, you were not the house of the Holy Spirit. At the first place, you were the world. So for God so loved you that he sent his word. That by keeping his word, you become the house of the Holy Ghost. By keeping his word, you turn from the world and to heaven. Because you become the house of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Be in the position of five for the ministry. Today God is still loving the world. These are the children of God who have never become born again. They are the world. These are the children of God who have become born again. Then the world in the eyes of God. The time God will enter them. The time God will enter them. They will turn from a world into a heaven. Because God don't live in the world. God lives in heaven. I believe you understand the revelations. God don't live in the world. God lives in heaven. So when God has begun living in you, meaning you are no longer the world, you are heaven. Be in a position of five for the ministry. When God has begun living in you, when God has begun making you his house, you are no longer the world. You are the heaven of the Holy Spirit. You are the house of God. Be in a position of five for the ministry. For God so loved the world that he gave his only way. That he came by himself. When he has entered you, he'll become the heaven of God. Be in a position of five for the ministry. Jesus Christ is all the best. God is still sending his word to the world. That world is a human being. God is still sending his word to the world. That world is still that sister. That world is still that brother. When you have received God, you shall never perish. But have everlasting life. Why? In one city, he who receive him or he who believe on him shall never perish. Why? Heaven don't get destroyed. That's the reason. Heaven don't get destroyed. Why? You are no longer the world. For the Bible tells me in the book of 1 John that, let me read. If I want to explain to you, you may know very well. 1 John chapter 2. Verses 15. Verses 15. Bible reads. Okay, verses 17. So what I want to read. Verse 17.
And the world shall pass away, and the last thereof, but he that will do the will of God abide death forever. He who that is in the world, he who that do the will of God, liveth forever.
You see, the world will pass away.
So when you are the world, you will pass away. In the book of Psalms, it says, the meek, the lashes shall possess the earth. In the book of Psalms, the Holy One shall possess the earth. The world shall pass away. But them that have got Jesus, them that are in Jesus, shall abide forever. Shall abide forever.
You see?
So God is entering you to make you heaven, not to make you the world. You are the world if you don't carry Jesus. I am the world. If I don't carry Jesus, but if I carry him, I am heaven. I will abide forever. I will not get destroyed. Because heaven don't get destroyed. If you get destroyed, meaning you are the world.
Here in the book of John, he said,
he who believes on him shall not be destroyed, but shall have everlasting life.
Why?
He is not the world. He is heaven, carrying all the spirit. But if you are the world, you don't have God. You don't have his word. You shall be perished. Be perished. Because you are the world. Let you be heaven. Let you be heaven. Let me be heaven.
No one has said in the book of Revelation, I'm by the throne, O King. I want to make you heaven, not the world.
I want to make you heaven. I want to be inside you. You are that world, my sister. You are that world, my brother. Let God enter you, that you may stop being called the world. Be the heaven of today. In the name of Jesus Christ, when the world shall be getting destroyed, shall not be destroyed. Why? You are the heaven. You are the heaven. Let the power of God come.
Today, that heaven will abide forever.
Today, that heaven shall live forever. Be in your position, fight for the ministry. God loves the world.
When the world, when it's empty world, wants to enter it and make it heaven.
When God liveth in you, you are no longer the world, you are the heaven of God. And you shall abide forever. You shall possess the earth one day. Because you are carrying the DNA of God. Let God cover you. Let you may be the heaven of God today. May you turn from the world to heaven. Because God loved someone who is without him. When he has entered him, he may make him the heaven. When he is the heaven, he may be plowed and abide forever. Be in the position of 503. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten word. For God so loved you that he gave you the word that you may become the heaven. That he gave you the spirit that you may become the heaven. In the name of Jesus, don't you know that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost? When you have the Holy Ghost, you shall never perish, but have everlasting life. Be in the position of 503. Let the power of God make you know, I am no longer the world. I am the heaven of Jesus. I am no longer the world. I am the heaven of Jesus. I am no longer the world. I am the heaven of Jesus. Be in a position in 5:43. Jesus Christ is all the days the same. To God be the glory. Amen.